Hey.
Looks pretty good.
Looking alright.
Looking kind of like the sunrise.
Right.
Looking like a fire.
Looking like a Rudolph's nose.
Looking like a what?
A Rudolph's nose.
A Rudolph's nose. Oh, right. Wait. Looking like a stick of big red.
Oh.
Bubble gum. Oh, no. Just regular gum. Chewing gum. It don't make bubbles.
Looking like a... one of those sugar dots.
Right.
The red kind.
Looking like a cartoon hot dog.
Looking like a ketchup.
Spot. Oh, yeah. Of course, ketchup. How could we not? Oh, hello, Jessica.
Oh, hello, Princess Cecilia.
Well, how are you today?
I am very well. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
I'm just fine. Thank you. Yeah, we jumped right into it, listeners. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
We just started going. we just got right into it. Straight out of the gate.
And off.
And off and winning.
So, Princess Cecilia.
Yeah.
What has been going on?
What has been going on?
What's going around?
Oh, what's been going
around? What's the latest at Thomas Jefferson?
Word on the street. Yeah. Talking to town.
Let's get right into it.
Talking to street and word on the town is... well, we got a bit of an announcement, I guess.
We have a little bit of an announcement?
We have a little bit of an announcement. For those of you listeners at home who sent in your... congratulations/condolences for our Quest pet situation.
Right.
We really appreciate that. We were really broken up about not having Jazzy around.
Yeah, we really weren't jazzed about the idea.
We were not jazzed about that. But, you know, we kind of worked through it on the podcast and also off the podcast. We did a little bit of, it's called, like visionary therapy, where you draw what you want to see in your life,
right,
and it'll help you manifest it. So we both, you know, I drew Jazzy with a big old smile, looking really great, looking really happy,
right,
out in the field, eating grass and just having a
Jazzy time.
Yeah, do horses eat grass?
I think the horses eat grass.
It's not just cows.
I mean, I feel like everyone eats grass. Even dogs eat grass.
That's true.
And sometimes my mom gets this weird movie that has, like, grass in it.
A weird what?
It has grass.
Oh, a smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like a delicious blended drink.
Right.
I don't like smoothies that are the color green. Because then I know there's veggies in there.
Right. It's like... but I'm glad that they, like, let us know, like, that those veggies and they don't try to cover it up and be like, oh, no, this is like a delicious pink smoothie. You would never guess that there's all veggies.
Wait, I don't mind if I get, like, a colorful smoothie and it's got broccoli in it or it's got some spinach in it or some kind of leaves or vegetables. Because at least it's not the color of vegetables.
Right.
You know, there's something redeemable. But when it's just green.
I just prefer milkshakes over smoothies.
Oh, I love milkshakes.
Right.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole, but I love milkshakes.
I wish I had a milkshake right now.
Yeah. There's no eating in a trundle bed,
no.
So that's not allowed. I wish I had a milkshake. Or banana split. Anyways. Our announcement wasn't that we wish we had milkshakes.
Right, that's not it at all.
But yeah, again, just thank you everyone who reached out to us and asked us how we were doing. We're doing pretty good. We're just kind of focusing on the good times that we had with Jazzy.
Right.
In our minds, without meeting him.
Right.
And all the things that we made up about what we might do if we did meet him and have him as a class pet. We're just focusing on that. Focus on positive and coming to terms with reality.
Right.
Now, snap back to reality.
Right.
We have a hamster.
We have a little hamster.
A little young, actually. A little hamster. It's a class pet. with Miss Petos.
Right.
And as with any quest pet, we needed to name him.
Right.
So for a democratic operation, Miss Petos selected a name for the hamster. Everybody voted. And then the votes got tallied by Miss Petos. And then she told us the one that the most people voted for. Was that, did you pick the one that was picked?
No.
Oh.
No, I did not.
Did you pick second place?
No.
Food?
I was more of an independent party. I was still trying to, you know, push my ideas, but no one wanted to vote for my ideas, so I was a lone wolf in this whole voting process.
Wait.
Did you vote for the one that got picked?
I did not.
No?
No. But I was still, you know, this was a few days ago. I was kind of still consumed with my grief.
That's right.
So I voted for the name Jazzy.
Right.
I was in the stage,
You're in denial.
Denial.
Right. I was, in a different stage where I just, act out and try to rebel against everything and everyone.
Maybe that's anger?
I guess so. I did feel very angry.
Right.
Not anymore, though. The anger has subsided.
It's all subsided. We've made it to the other side. We're accepting what happened.
I think now that the hamster has a name.
You're right.
I feel like it humanized him a little bit for me.
Yeah, it hamsterized him a little bit. Yeah. So they gave the ham. We gave the hamster a name. Maybe we could do a drum roll or something. Miss Petos. Class pet hamster's name is
ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba.
What a little Julius the hamster.
Julius the hamster.
Julius the hamster. It's pretty cute.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
It's pretty cute for a little hamster.
Yeah, I mean, it's the coolest part about the hamster is his name.
As of right now, the coolest part about the class pet hamster is that his name is Julius.
Right. About the only thing that's redeeming about the hamster.
I've never met anyone named Julius.
No, but I do like it.
It's a pretty good name.
It's a pretty good name.
It has historical significance.
Right. Like, Orange Julius.
Correct. Delicious.
A smoothie chain that used to be in a mall.
Wait. That's right. I think they have them at Dairy Queen's, actually.
Oh, yeah. They had to merge.
Yeah.
Or like a Baskin Robbins kind of piggyback situation.
That kind of situation. I think they did that.
We know about that.
So, yeah. So, that's the hamster update. Keep on listening. I guess we'll...
Yeah, we'll let you know if he does anything besides just sit in the corner.
Yeah, and drink out of the water.
Right.
And eat his little food pellets.
Right.
But he's kind of cute. Got a cute little name, so.
Yeah.
It's no Jazzy, but he was hoping.
Keep visualizing.
Yeah, we got to keep attracting what we want
right.
in life to ourselves. There's kind of been a little bit of controversy going around.
Has there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You hear about this?
Do I know about this?
Yeah.
Have I heard about this?
Did you hear about this?
Did I know about this?
Are you aware of this?
I guess I was been just, you know, all consumed with other things. I just didn't know.
Oh, wait. You were acting out in rage. That's why this
happened. Right. I was just very rageful.
Wait.
Independent and rageful, you know.
There was something kind of a little bit upsetting going on at Thomas Jefferson Elementary School.
Besides the fact that we don't have a pony?
So, yeah. The fact that we don't have a pony isn't upsetting. It's devastating.
Right.
It's the worst thing that's ever happened. This is nowhere near as serious.
Right.
This is nowhere near as serious as I'm going to not talk about it anymore. I feel like I'm regressing.
Right.
Yeah, so at Thomas Jefferson Elementary School, there's, like, been some bullies.
Oh, no.
Some bullies.
And these boys, they weren't, like, people who were, you know, might have been, like, acting out in a little bit of rage and going through a situation at the moment. It's not, like, those people, right? These are, like, actual, like, legitimate boys.
I mean, it doesn't appear to be that. Of course, you can't judge a book by its cover. You can't judge a bully by his bullying. So, I mean, I don't know. They could be processing things, I guess. It just...
Has someone come up to you and ask you for help on these bullies?
Well...
Because I feel like you would be a very knowledgeable person.
Well, just like hitting a little close to home. Because of like who they're bullying right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Of course not.
Wait, that would... That, would be
that wouldn't make any sense.
That wouldn't make any sense.
That wouldn't make any sense. No, I'm not being bullied. But the person being bullied is someone who, like, I know is kind of, like, not really a friend of the podcast, but, like, friend adjacent of the podcast.
Friend adjacent of the podcast?
Mm-hmm. Any guesses?
I'm hoping it's not Olivia.
Yeah, it's Olivia.
Oh, no.
She's getting bullied.
No way.
She's really getting bullied.
I mean, what could she possibly be bullied about?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Here's what's so hard with bullies. Is that they start with a little grain of truth.
Right.
A little teeny droplet of the truth. And then they twist it.
Mm-hmm.
And they multiply it.
Right.
And they hyperbolize about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you're getting bullied.
Right.
All of a sudden you're getting bullied. So, you know.
Is that how rumors are started as
that's
well?
That's precisely how... That was a great question, Jessica. And yes, that's precisely how rumors are started.
Oh, no.
She... Look. Everybody knows that Olivia eats way too much soup and it's gross.
Right.
Everybody knows that Olivia has really dry hair. Maybe from, I don't know, eating too much soup.
Right.
And everybody knows that Olivia's a bit of a know-it-all.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you have to be mean about it.
Right. I mean, everyone already knows these things.
Right. It's very unkind to just point them out.
Right.
It's very unkind. We're all aware. You know, we walk into the lunchroom, the smell of tomato bisque is
ever
unescapable.
So present. Ever
correct.
So present.
You can't get away from it.
It's just wafting bisque everywhere.
I feel like if I were to close my eyes, I would think I was in one of those Febreze commercials where they take you in a really dirty room and spray Febreze, except it's tomato bisque.
Wait, but it's just like different types of soup?
Different kinds of soup. So, you know.
I just think of it like going into a food court where they only give you soup.
Ugh.
So every corner you turn is just like soup clouds.
Soup.
And they're like, oh, would you like a free sample of soup? Soup, soup, soup.
Soup? Anybody saying, soup? No. Anybody for soup?
No, please.
You're like, no, please, I can't have any more.
No more soup.
It smells so much like soup already.
I suppose I am describing, though, like, Olivia's, like, fantasy world. Right?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Like, one man's soup is another man's...
Soup.
I guess... For every man, it's soup, but...
Yeah, it's
for,
always
for
soup.
Just maybe Olivia, it's just something more.
Yeah. It's like pure gold.
Right. Liquid gold.
Yeah, liquid gold.
I can't believe she's being bullied. What should we do?
I mean, it's hard. It's hard because here's the thing. It's not right that Olivia's being bullied.
Right.
But I do think she eats too much soup.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's true. But is it really our job to fix the problem? Like, isn't that kind of giving in to the bullies?
Hmm.
And, like, making them be in control and have the say of what's right, what's wrong?
The way I see it, it's like, I don't disagree with the message. I disagree with how it's being presented.
Right.
I disagree.
So you think, like, there is some constructive criticism in there that actually should be shown and shared?
Yeah. Exactly. I feel like if those bullies had come to me first.
Right.
And said, Olivia's eating way too much soup, but it's weird. I would have been like, well, yeah, we want to talk to you about it in a nice, respectful way.
Like, filter it out into, like, a better way. Like a Buddha filter.
Yeah.
Like, filter out the impurities.
Precisely.
Make it not so rude.
Right.
And aggressive.
Yeah, and abrupt.
Right.
It's very abrupt.
I cannot believe I've been stuck in such a wage crowd that I've just missed all of the bullying.
You really have been... I'm glad that you're working through your own emotions, but you've definitely been drawing inward more.
I have been drawing inward more, but I have been dwelling more as well.
Oh, that's
great. I'm really
great.
Gutting out all of my aggressions, so I feel like I'm at a peaceful place now.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's absolutely great.
Wait. It's pretty cool.
Well, congrats.
Well, thanks.
Big ol' congrats.
Thanks.
Hmm.
But I can't even focus on this now because I'm just so torn with this bully issue.
I know.
I really don't like bullies.
It really walked me to my core. I don't like bullies either.
Not in my school.
No way. Nimbs. Not in my... No, there would be no B.
Not at Thomas Jefferson Elementary. A building built of purity and goodness. Just like... Like all schools should be.
Oh, wait. Built on knowledge and...
And good morals.
The desire to help children grow up to be the best adults they could be.
Right. Not to be a bleeding zone for bullies.
Correct.
This must be stopped.
It must be stopped. It can't be tolerated.
No, this is intolerable.
It's completely
intolerable.
Intolerable. It's completely that.
So what do you suggest we do, Princess Cecilia?
Here's my thoughts.
Right.
Here's what I think.
Right.
If you're bullying someone out there, if you're a bully, if you look at me and you're like, I'm a bully, I bully people. If you're a bully and you're bullying someone, you probably want to be their friend.
Right.
Because why would you care about whatever you're bullying them about?
Right.
Unless you wanted them to change it and be better so you could be their friend.
Or you probably just want to, you want to be just as good as them and you're just really jealous of them.
That's possible too.
Except for maybe in this case where I don't know if anyone really wants to consume that much more soup in their lives.
I mean,
so, I don't see the correlation.
I guess they could be jealous of, like, how much she loves something.
I guess you cannot mistake in her passion.
She loves soup. She loves it more than anything.
I mean, it is a commitment to eat it every day.
You're right.
All day long.
Not everyone could do that.
Not everyone could do that.
Is it gross? Yes. Does she not use a cover on the microwave?
No.
No. Does she smell up the whole cafeteria for food?
Yes.
Yes. Do we think she's going to stop anytime soon?
No. No.
But boy, oh boy, does it take some, some real guts to do that.
Yeah, some real determination and some discipline.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I guess that is something someone can get fairly jealous of and would want to bully her for.
Would want to undermine it.
So, if we understand the bully,
right,
is how we get rid of the bully.
That's correct. You have to get in the mind of the bully.
So, do I just start bullying people?
No! Oh, goodness, no.
To understand how a bully feels and then to really be an undercover bully?
No. You shouldn't do that.
Oh.
What you should do is, because you don't want to hurt other people while you're trying to figure out this bully. So right. The best thing to do is to bully yourself.
Oh.
Use yourself as, like, the practice person.
Okay, so I'm going to self-victim myself.
Right.
Victimization.
Self-victimization.
Self-victimization.
You play close.
Something. Okay. And then I get into the mind of the bully, mm-hmm. and then I can destroy the bully.
Correct.
By really working from the inside out.
That's right. It's a good thing you did all this emotional work this week.
I'm really glad, because if I didn't have such a strong foundation, I don't know how I'd be able to victimize myself right now.
Right, if you hadn't worked through all those things,
right,
then that would have been a real, you know, it would have opened up old wounds and made fresh wounds.
Yeah, I'm really glad I started an emotional journal.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, how's that going?
Really great. It's an emotional journey.
Fair enough.
Right.
What do you write down in your emotional journal? Just your emotions?
Yeah, my roller coaster of emotions I have on a daily basis.
Oh, so you just write down the words of your emotions?
Right. Like 9 a.m., hungry. 9, 10, angry, because I'm hungry.
Right.
9:25, unsatisfied, because the crackle I found under the couch really wasn't really great.
Didn't do it for you. How many emotions do you think you experience a day?
Oh, so many.
Like over 100?
Like over 100. I can't even write them all down sometimes.
Wow. That's a lot.
My hands just hurt.
Oh, so that's another emotion. Hurting hands.
Wait. And I'm like kind of upset because I can't write my emotions down because my hands hurt from writing so many emotions down.
That makes sense.
It's been a long journey.
Wait.
A lot of healing, both mentally and physically.
Well, you look great.
Thanks.
And you sound great.
Yeah, I've been working for a lot of things. I'm feeling really great about it. Now I'm ready to tackle this bully problem. I'm ready to victimize myself.
That's right. Okay, so what you gotta do is you gotta completely victimize yourself.
Right.
If you were a bully, what would you bully you about?
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where does one start?
I guess the first thing you think of.
I guess, like, what is the easiest thing to bully me about? Is,
like, for me, the easiest thing to bully me about would be, that I'm too smart.
Right. They would just, like, definitely have to call you, like, nerd.
Well, I'm not really a nerd. That wouldn't be quite right. They could just be, like, you're so smart, put Celia.
Yeah, you're so smart.
You're so smart. That would be, like, you know, something a bully might say.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, go ahead. You were getting into something.
They would probably bully me about my snack eating.
No snacking.
Yeah.
Your snacking
habits.
Yeah,
they would probably, like, you know, because I'm always snacking on something somewhere.
You always munching on something.
So they're probably like, the snack attack monster, snack.
You always munching on something, foodstuffs or otherwise.
Right. I mean, sometimes it's just what's available.
Right. Sometimes what's available is a bug or some grass. Or, if you're lucky,
grass is, like, something that a lot of different species consume.
I think it has, like, a lot of nutrients,
I guess. I'm pretty sure. It's green. Anything green is supposed to be good for you.
Hate things that are green. Anyway.
I know.
In any case.
In any ways.
The bully wants to bully you about something that you don't want to be bullied about. So the first thing you have to do when you're trying to get in the mind of a bully yourself, is think, what would I not want to be bullied about? Make sense?
I don't want to be bullied about... I don't want to be bullied about, I mean, I don't want to be bullied about having an annoying little brother.
Ah, that's a really good one. That's a really good one, because that's not something you can control.
It's really not my choice at all.
Mm-hmm. So it's not something you can really fix.
No.
Unless you...
completely deny that he's my... anything to do with him.
Well, there are other options.
I can probably convince my parents to put him up for adoption. Mm-hmm. I probably could. I think I could make a strong enough argument.
Oh, you could pull, like, a Rugrats movie and, like, take him to the middle of a forest and weave him there?
Oh, yeah. I could totally take him to a forest and weave him.
Rugrats or Hansel and Gretel.
Right, just don't make the mistake of giving him any provisions.
Don't give him any provisions. Otherwise.
That's how they get back.
That's how they get back. And then you end up in a swammer. Then you end up in a swammer. Yeah.
Don't want to give him anything.
That would be a terrible thing to be bullied about.
I guess I wouldn't want to be bullied about... Did I always say my obsession with foods?
Foods?
Yeah, and snacking.
Well, you said snacking, yeah.
I guess they were one and the same.
Yeah, that would be pretty much along the same line.
Right.
Food, snacking, little bubba.
What would I not want to get bullied about? I want to get bullied about how good I am at, like, doing things, like drawing stuff.
Oh, I don't think that would happen. People don't bully like that.
No.
Like, if someone were to bully me, they might say, like, Princess Cecilia, your hair ribbons are always so straight. What do you use, a ruler?
Right.
That would be a real something a bully might say to me.
I guess I wouldn't want anyone to bully me about, like, my mom and my dad and...
How do you sweep on the floor?
That's how they sweep on the floor.
How sometimes at your house people are sweeping on the floor?
Right.
You wouldn't want to be bullied about that?
No. Like, if that ever got out. Because then I'd be like, what? Your parents can't even afford a bed? They don't even sleep in a bed? And I'd be like, no, that's not even a
problem. They'll be like, you don't know the half of it. That's not the problem. The problem isn't the
problem.
Lack of furniture. The problem is...
Lack of abilities.
Lack of consciousness.
Right.
Yeah, lack of mobility.
Mobility.
That'll be something you could get bullied about.
I feel like something people would want to pick out of.
People are always looking for something, you know, it's...
Well, really, it's your insecurities in themselves.
Yeah. We should be looking more at what brings us together.
Right.
More of what brings us together more.
Yeah, like what we got in common.
Yeah, instead of what's different.
Right. And then, you know, all the things we can do if we work together?
We could do...
We can...
There's definitely a couple things.
Well, you can play tug of war.
Oh, you're right. You can't do that by yourself.
You can't really do that without... You have to have at least, like, four people.
Seesaw. Can't do it alone.
Sometimes it's hard.
If you want to swing and get pushed, you need another person.
Yeah, if you want to, like, play chess or checkers or, like, any board game, you need at least one person other than yourself.
That's right. Unless you're the guy from, The Good Doctor, in which case you can play against yourself. But yeah, generally, you need another person to play.
Right.
We're not all prodigies, that's for certain.
No. But, so now, wait.
Am I
just supposed to bully myself on the things that I think I would get bullied on?
Right, and then that's going to put you in a mindset of the bully. And then you're going to know what it's like to be a bully.
Right.
Then you're going to be able to explain to the bullies why they shouldn't bully Olivia.
So I'll understand.
You'll understand where they're coming from.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Now I gotta go down to the bully hole.
Yeah. Sorry if this is gonna kind of regress you a little. I know you're making good progress.
It's alright. I bought a couple more journals, so I can work through this.
Oh, perfect.
Right.
Perfect. You can start processing this right after. Right.
Not a problem. And then I'll be able to help Olivia.
Wait.
From the inside.
From the inside out.
Wait. I wonder if anyone else gets bullied in our school.
Miss Peters kind of gets bullied.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Well, do you think she really overhears what we say?
Oh, no, not by us. No, not us. I mean, like, I just think sometimes the other teachers, like, you think a lunch is smelly or something like that. Right. And she comes by with her lunch bags, and they close the doors and hold their noses.
And they probably don't even sit with her at lunch.
They don't.
Because then I would have to get too close to the smelliest.
Wait, exactly. Precisely.
That's sad.
It's really upsetting.
It is. You don't propose, though, that like, we should start eating our lunch with Miss Pito's or anything, right?
You know what? Lunch is a pretty tight time. It's right. Pretty important. We got a lot of things going on at lunch.
That's what we do most of our scheming.
It's better to just have a routine. Stick to a routine. Don't deviate too much because you want to be getting things done. And yeah, Miss Pito's a great team. Miss P, lunchtime is for us, so, you know.
Right.
We gotta, you know, kind of keep up a bit of a decorum.
Right, decorum.
Yeah, it's from the core of us.
Right, a form.
Yes. Formed from the core is decorum. So, yeah, we can eat lunch with Miss Peters. Right. But that was a great suggestion, Jessica. Keep them coming.
Well, do you have any other suggestions for bullying?
Yeah, I think that a great way to help to kind of get to a bully and get them to stop is to tell them that, like, they really hurt you. And that you're real upset by what they said. If they do it again, you might just cry in front of the whole school.
Yeah, really make them feel really guilty.
They
about
need to
it.
Stop embarrassing you. You already have had to stay out of gym class because you had a tummy ache just from the idea of going to gym class with them.
So you propose you just tell the boy the entire truth.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Tell him the truth.
And really make them feel the hurt that they're trying to put on you.
Exactly. Let them see that, like, you know, just tell them, like, look, you made fun of my pigtails and it made me really upset, and I told you that and you keep on doing it and it keeps making me really upset, and if you do it one more time, I will cry in front of the entire school, mm-hmm. and that's going to make you feel really ridiculous.
Right.
If I was up there crying, bawling my little eyes out, kicking and screaming on the floor with hot tears running out of my eyes,
You're going to look
so stupid.
Stupid.
And mean and dumb and most of all silly.
Right.
Most of all, you'll just look plain silly.
Right.
So that's a good thing to tell bullies.
That is a good one.
Another thing you could tell bullies is just like, hey, bully, you know, you could be in my situation one day. You could be eating soup every day.
Mm-hmm.
You could be drinking Capri Sun every day. You could be, you know, really smart every mm-hmm. day. You know, you all of these things that you bully people about, they could happen to you.
Right. You're not immune to it.
You're not immune to it. You're really not immune to it. So, not quite watch out, but just, you know, kind of be aware, like, what's going on.
You could be bullied one day. The tables can turn.
The tables can absolutely turn, especially if they're on wheels.
Right.
It's so true.
Such truth.
Truth and comedy, it's the same of the game.
Right. Because you gotta keep a positive attitude. Keep laughing,
you
right?
You gotta keep laughing. You gotta keep laughing. And sometimes it's hard to laugh. You know, sometimes it's hard to get those endorphins running. What I do is think about a little jazzy. And what a great pony he is. And he's probably having a great time. Doing really fun things in,
Yeah, well, it took me a while not to associate Jazzy with Wage, but I can see where you're coming from.
Hubby's doing
the faraway farm.
Yeah, on a pony farm or, you know. Just way over Jazzy's. I'm not going to get into it. I keep dwelling on old things, and it's not important, and not that our time with Jazzy wasn't important. It's just not useful right now, so just moving on, forget about it. You could even cut that. It's not important. It doesn't matter.
Not important.
No.
Did we get any other questions or inquiries from our emails?
Yeah, there was one listener wrote in. Thank you very much.
Wow, thank you, listener.
Thank you very much, Stacy.
Wow, Stacy.
Stacy is a kindergartner.
Right.
And Stacy has a very good question that we're very qualified to answer.
Okay, I love it.
What is the difference, or differences, I'll amend that on Stacy's behalf, between kindergarten and first grade?
Oh, so she wants to know what it's like in the big time.
That's right. See, me and Jessica are in the first grade.
Right.
We were in kindergarten last year.
Right. That was so last year.
That was so last year.
And it's a huge difference. It's like, I don't know, being on your own, you know, doing things. You already know how to read some, so you're like, I can just go off and read on by myself in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to wait for someone to help me.
That's right.
They're very independent.
Yeah, I feel like first grade is where you really hit your stride as a person.
Right.
It's where you're really figuring stuff out. And
really starting to discover yourself.
Exactly. I can't tell you how many listeners, I can't tell how many personal discoveries and triumphs that I've made this year since I started first grade. And I know that there's more to come. But, I think first grade is like, it's your time.
Right. It's like the time of your life.
It is the time of your life.
In kindergarten, you're like a little tadpole just trying to swim in a big pond.
Trying to survive in a big old pond.
And then you hit first grade and you're like a little frog just ready to hop in and leap around and take over the pond.
Right. And then by the time you're even bigger than that, you're not even a frog anymore. You've grown into a giant bear or an eagle or some other larger animal than a frog. It just keeps going like that.
It just always keeps going.
It just keeps going like that.
So it just keeps getting better.
So yeah, Stacy, I think that if you want to be ready for first grade, definitely take the time that you have now in kindergarten. Look, trust me. Me and Jessica know you're not doing that much.
Right.
You're definitely just kind of...
I was lost in kindergarten. I didn't know who I was or you know, what was going on. So don't you worry. You'll stay in the thick of it. You'll come into your own in the first grade.
Right. You'll come into your own. You'll have a chance to be independent. And also, like, you know, I don't think it gets any better than first grade. So just really cherish it.
Right. A
lot of people peak in first grade. So really cherish it because you never know what's coming up come second grade.
Right.
You never really know.
Yeah.
For our first grade, were you nervous to start first grade, Jessica?
I mean, I'm always nervous every day.
Wait, you have a nervous tummy.
Yeah, I have a little bit of anxiety, so...
Wait.
It doesn't matter if it's the first day or if, you know, it's almost the last day of school.
Oh, wow. Which all the way up to then.
Just as much anxiety on the last day, too.
Does it give you butterflies, like excitement?
Right. Except the butterflies are, like, giant in my tummy.
Yikes.
Yeah, they're giant.
Giant butterflies.
And they knock around in there.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds dangerous.
Yeah. It's not so nice.
Doesn't sound very nice.
No, it doesn't feel very nice.
Hmm.
But once I get over the generalized anxiety, I'm okay.
I was excited for the first day of school.
Were you excited?
Yeah, I was excited to be in kindergarten. I was excited to be out of kindergarten in the first grade. That's what I meant. First grade is the first year that you've got a number.
Right.
You got a number. Kindergarten just kind of feels like you're warming up.
Right.
Like you're waiting in the old...
You're just, like, queued up, just waiting for, like, life to begin.
Right. And so, for me, I was very excited to start first grade. When I got here, I'll be honest, the excitement died down pretty quick.
Right.
But that's because I'm a little too advanced.
Right.
It's because I'm a little too advanced. So I feel like, Stacey, if you're a little more average / below average, you should probably really kind of feel that change between first and second. Excuse me. Gosh, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Well, yeah.
Between kindergarten and first grade. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we'll report back when we go from first to second, so.
If we go from first to second, I might go wait till, like, six. Who knows?
That's true. Well.
Oh.
It's okay.
No, yeah, that would be bad.
No, it's okay, because I'm not going to be the kind of friend that would hold you back in any way.
I know,
like,
that.
I would never, ever want to do that. For if you need
that.
To spread your wings and fly.
I know, I'm good.
Like a beautiful giant butterfly that lives inside my stomach. That escaped somehow when I made, like, a burp or something.
Wait.
Then, dude, I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to re-swallow you back and put you back in my stomach and keep you there forever.
I know you wouldn't do that. But I think it's important for us to be in the same grade, and yeah, I wouldn't skip that many. And
I'm just saying, the first grade, like we said, is the time of our lives, and we're just going to relish it, and we're going to savor every moment of it. For right now, we're together in the same grade.
Mm-hmm. With the same class
pet. It's the best year of our lives.
That's right. First grade is the best year of our lives.
Right.
So far, in all six of these years.
Yeah, that's right, Stace. You're gonna really, you know, solidify a friendship with your best friend. That's probably gonna happen.
Wait.
All good things.
I wouldn't leave. It's not important.
It hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened, so.
We'll cross that bridge, I guess.
Uh-oh.
I might have a little nervous anxiety. Hiccups now.
You got a nervous hiccup.
Ooh. Oh, no.
You need me to scare you? What's going on?
It might have been the talking about you moving into the sixth grade and leaving me behind that might have caused my anxiety hiccups to flare up.
I'm sorry. I didn't know they would flare up on a hypothetical.
Yeah, well, it's okay. I'm working through some stuff still. I'm just going to write down my journal.
This way, I gotta say, I know I didn't make a huge deal of it before. I think that's really great and really healthy that you're doing an emotional journal.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of your stuff for you is like your emotions are a little bit incongruous with what goes on around you.
Right.
And it'd be great to kind of get a handle on that.
Right, exactly. Just get a little control over it.
Get a little bit of control over it.
See, just talking about my emotional journal just makes me a little relaxed.
It really calmed you down.
Really calmed me down, got rid of those hiccups real quick.
You know, honestly, I've been feeling a little bit anxious.
Yeah?
A little bit anxious, not for, not to because of moving on to a different grade, but I've just been, like, a little bit anxious, like, you know, Cindy's still in a trundle bed.
Right.
And, you know, she's not very fun to
right.
have around. And I just feel like it's probably not good for me to have someone so unfun in the room with me. She could be, like, sucking up all my creative juices and leeching off my positive energy and turning me into a...
She really had, like, a wet blanket kind of attitude.
Yeah, a real wet blanket kind of attitude, which is tough because, like, most of the time we have to share a blanket.
Right.
Mom gives us a really, really big quilt that I drape over the side of the trundle bed and I use them up there.
Right.
So, yeah, sometimes that makes me nervous. Like, I think, like, oh my gosh, like, what if my abilities begin to dissipate? I mean, I'm already in the first grade. I'm pretty much getting ready to kind of, you know, go on a downslide. And
right.
I just want to make the most of now.
It's really difficult.
It's so tough. And then they got us doing worksheets and all this other stuff. And I'm like... Miss Peters, you know, I'm so glad that you want to teach me grammar. Like, I'm thrilled for you. Mm-hmm. It sounds real fun for you. I'm working on other stuff. I'm going to be a second grader next year.
Right.
Oh, wait. That's when the real responsibilities set in.
Right. She has no idea.
She has no idea. Miss Beatles has no idea what it's like to be a second grader. I mean, right. I don't either because I'm a first grader. But I know it's going to be more than a first grade.
Well, yeah. Two is more than one.
Two.
It's like twice. Wait.
It's twice as much.
It's as a much. So one. It's twice as hard.
It's a 100% increase.
Right.
Second to third is only 50.
Right. So it's like not as hard.
So this is like the biggest.
This is like the biggest, like.
Numeric. Oh boy.
Right.
Now I'm getting myself all nervous.
I know. It's okay.
Yeah, you're right.
I think you'll be fine.
I think it'll be fine.
I mean, there's so many other things in the world, like bullies and the like pressures of Capri Suns.
Yeah. We haven't talked about that in a while, but yeah.
Fab. You know, sometimes all of these things, they seem a little overwhelming.
Right. But you just...
Gotta focus on the positive.
Gotta focus on the positives. Stuff. You gotta focus on the positives.
And really be grateful for what you have.
You gotta be grateful. You gotta be grateful.
You do.
You gotta be grateful. You're right. You're so right. I am very grateful. You know... I get nervous that I'm going to lose my edge in the second grade.
Right.
But I really should be grateful that I have an edge to lose.
Exactly.
That's right. That's a great way to think about it, Jessica. I feel like that emotional journal is really doing a lot for you.
It really has changed a lot in my life.
It seems like your perspective is very different.
Right.
Very, very different. And you know, I gotta say, I wasn't going to bring it up, but you didn't call the hamster stupid once today.
Not once.
Nope.
I'm trying to better myself.
Yeah, it really shows.
Yeah, I've only taken advice from you, Princess Cecilia.
No.
It's true.
Well, that's okay, Wade. You know, that sounds like a good way to do things.
Wait. Do you have any other advice you want to give our listeners before we go?
Yeah, I just briefly, listeners, you know, I feel like today, the point of today was that I'll sum it up for them. Just in case you're not, you know, kind of swift enough to get it. The point of today is that things happen outside of your control.
Mm-hmm.
You get a not great class pet.
Right.
Bullies come up and are being mean.
Right.
You have a little brother and he's not going anywhere.
Oh, right.
You get anxiety hiccups.
Right.
You could sit and be down in the dumps about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can mope around and just bury your sadness in soup,
mm-hmm.
or weird foods, or things like that.
Right.
Or you could take a moment and really be grateful. Take a moment and be grateful that you have all these things that would make you sad if you lost them.
Right.
Be grateful that you have things that would make you sad if you lost them.
That is the most beautiful truth I've ever heard. But Cecilia, are you crying? Are you okay, Princess Cecilia?
I think I need to get an emotional journal.
Oh no. Oh, well, I have an extra one. I can give you this one.
Oh, that'd be really great.
Here you go. You can start your emotional journey right now.
That'll be really great. Because right now I'm feeling kind of like, I want to be grateful, but I really wanted to have a pony.
Yeah.
I know what that feeling is.
Yeah, it's a really powerful feeling.
It's feeling like there's no pony kind of feeling.
Right, like where's the absence of pony?
Like there was a big old pony-shaped hole in my heart.
Yeah.
That kind of feeling.
And he might have been a miniature pony, but...
But in my heart, he was the biggest one ever.
He was the biggest. biggest pony, the biggest pony shaped whole heart.
The biggest, huh, yeah.
I suppose we should journal together right now.
You're right. I think we should wrap up and do some journaling. Listeners, we still got a long way to go with this, so let's go through our journeys together.
Right.
As we're all part of the same kingdom, so let's do it as one.
Right.
Listeners, if you have any questions, concerns, if you're getting bullied, you can always write Princess Cecilia and Jessica an email at princesscecilia'smagiccastle@gmail.com. Or you can follow us on Instagram and send us a DM, Princess Cecilia's Magic Castle on Instagram. And we'll check it just like Stacy did today.
Right.
And we'll weed it out on the air if you want us to, and we'll try to answer it for you. And hopefully we'll provide, you know, a little bit of wisdom, a little nugget of wisdom. Because if you are going through something, there's a good chance someone else is going through the same thing.
Absolutely.
So be brave.
We're all in this together.
That's right.
Right. Well, happy journaling, everyone.
Happy journaling, everyone. And I hope you get a hamster or a pony.
Mostly a pony.
Mostly a pony. I'm going to journal about those feelings right now.
Wait. Bye. Bye.
This has been a Rhino Comedy production. Find us on Instagram at rhinos_r_funny. RhinoComedy.com. Rhino Comedy on Facebook. And live comedy every Friday and Saturday night at 96 Lafayette Ave in Suffern, New York.